Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because, God, this drives me fucking nuts. But it happens every time I post a picture, even now in my late 30s, when I post a picture with a group of girls, there's like comments from randos that are just saying which ones they'd fuck and not. And like, it's so fucking annoying. Like, to like, because it's annoying on the one part where it's like, if you're the girl that doesn't get picked by the trolls to be like the hot one, then it's like you feel bad about yourself because like you're not hot. And then on the other end, it's like, I don't like, if I'm the hot one, then I don't want my friends to feel bad about this picture being up and people commenting about it. Like, I just don't fucking comment about it. Like, stop it. Like, why can't girls just be in a picture and that's it?
And welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You, a podcast.
What's up? I'm Nikki Limo.
And I'm Steve Green. And today, indeed, we are talking about relationship questions.
Relationship questions.
People having problems out there with their relationships, and we are here to fix them. Although we are not professionals. We don't give professional advice.
Yeah, this is for entertainment value only, so don't talk to your lawyer about any of this.
But anecdotally, we've heard that we have very good advice.
Yeah, we're not professionals, but we are professionals.
It feels like we are.
Yeah, I mean, it feels that way. We've been doing this quite a bit of time now, like an era of time, I would say.
So let's fix this one. This will be real easy.
Okay.
Husband, male 36, gave me, female 34, a year to lose weight, fix our dead bedroom situation, and get better mentally, or he will leave. How do I handle this?
If you're not watching on YouTube, you should watch for facial reactions, like, because they cannot be hidden.
Yeah, I mean, we just talked a lot of crap, and now, like, this is a tough one.
I can't even. Is that a professional advice?
I think so.
Yeah, I can't even.
I also can't even.
We neither of us can even.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens here. So we've been suffering from dead bedroom for a few years. I assume it is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, they have sex with dead bodies in their bedroom.
Yeah, they fuck dead corpses. Yeah. In their bedroom,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I'm also in depression, and my mental health is not good. I am also overweight, gained quite a bit over the last few years. Well, we went through two rough months recently, and he gave me an ultimatum.
Ugh.
He's given me 1 year to fix all of this, or he says he also deserves happiness with someone who loves him, etc. I understand his intentions, but I can't seem to shake the feeling that putting all responsibility to me is not right. Also, if he decides to leave, the blame can be put on me in an instant. I am already having so many mental issues and medicated with self-esteem, fear of loneliness, trust issues, etc. And this ultimatum is not helping me with those. I am not sure what to do. I, of course, want to lose weight, work on myself and relationship, but I feel really uncomfortable with this ultimatum.
Yeah. Is that the end?
That's it.
Yeah, I don't like ultimatums in general. I just think that it's not a display of unconditional love, unless it's something like your loved one is addicted to drugs and it's like an intervention type thing.
Right.
I just don't think relationship issues get solved very well with ultimatums. I mean, Nick and Vanessa Lachey would love to disagree.
They would.
Obviously. We do love your show, The Ultimatum.
We do.
But it's a hate watch for a reason.
Yeah, we like a lot of trash.
Yeah, it's like when we're ready to dump trash on our heads.
Yeah,
that's where we go. We settle down and we watch some Ultimatum. If there's no episodes of Love is Blind.
Yeah, which is truly the GOAT.
Yeah. So I can't. It's hard to give advice when someone is in the midst of their depression because it's like a dark cloud, right? And so it's easy on the outside to be like, just, you know, go work out every day. Just, you know, get more sleep. Or just, you know, take some vitamins, eat some vegetables or whatever the fuck. Yeah. But it doesn't do anything, okay? Like, it doesn't. Those are outside actions and they don't change the inside. And it really isn't something that you can like ultimatum your way out of. Right. So she's got to work on her depression, either with a psychologist that you can do some inner healing, like some talk therapy, or I mean, if it's severe, there might be a medication, but you'd have to talk to a psychiatrist, a psychologist, you know, talk to the professionals, right? So getting right with your depression, I have a friend that was just visiting me and her and I are really similar. Like we've definitely dealt with waves of depression throughout our life. And she just got on a medication that she's in love with and she put it off for so long, like just because we're both like really holistic type of people and like I would prefer not to be on any medication. But she's like, I wish I did this 10 years ago. I feel great. Like it's basically I feel the same, but without the dips of deep morbid depression where I, you know, want to be yeeted from the earth. And I was like, oh, yeah, I still get those. So, you know, it works for some people. I'm still scared to take that. I know it's like mine's like, I think, narrowed down to hormonal cycles as well as like other things. But it's, you know, it's different for everybody. So it could be a trauma that happened. It could be chemical. It could be, you know, hormonal, we don't know, so you'd have to talk to a professional. But that's first and foremost, you know, that's for you though, not for this dude, because this dude should love you at whatever stage you're at, right? This is your spouse should be there for unconditional love.
Yeah, so to push back on that, one of the top comments says, I'm sure I'll get downvoted to hell with this, but as someone who has suffered with depression my entire life through multiple attempts, etc., it's no one's obligation to suffer alongside you.
I agree.
What do you say about that?
I agree with that. I think that each person has a right to happiness, but I personally, if I was the girl, I was OP, I would just break up. And that's easier said than done. And that's kind of what I was getting at, was like, it's easier to say than, you know, to do, because obviously I'm an outsider and just like break up. Because one, he's not loving you or supporting you the way that you would need your spouse to support you. He's kind of just being like, this is the end for me. I'm done. Unless you can get your act together.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, like he's not happy because he don't get no sex. Mm-hmm. He don't get no happy wife. So yeah, I do think that for both parties, it'd probably be better for them to break up if they can't be there for one another. If the guy truly can't be there for his wife or is falling out of love with her because of it, then yeah, I don't think they should be together.
I think so too.
I think an ultimatum is kind of a sign that you're already out of it.
I think that's what I think.
That's why I don't like that.
I really do agree with that. Also the, or else thing is the, I just never got in with that.
Yeah, I don't think you can like demand.
You can't have a healthy relationship if you have a demand like that.
Yeah, because now, okay, let's say now you did the thing I wanted you to do. I don't know if you did it because you wanted to do it or because I demanded it out of you.
Right.
It's like it's kind of contradictory to unconditional love.
Yeah. I feel like this guy's probably just at his wit's end and this is like a last resort.
Sure. And hey, to be fair, I have never gone since being sexually active. Yeah. I've never gone more than 8 months without sex.
Yeah.
So
bragger.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine because, like, at around 6 weeks, I go a little stir crazy. Mm-hmm. And if I mean, sex is like a need. It's like a need in a relationship. And so, like, it's really, it can make you very unhappy if your partner doesn't want to have sex with you. Like, a lot of couples have problems right after the woman gives birth.
Yes.
Like, a lot of these, like, am I the asshole ones are like, my wife just gave birth. And, like, women, it takes a long time to heal, you know? It's a spectrum of healing. Some women heal right away and some, like, take a few months. And the doctor's like, well, you can have sex after 6 weeks or whatever, but sometimes the woman's like, I can't, actually.
Yeah.
And then the guy gets all mad, like, oh, you said, doctor said we could.
That happens so much.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
And then they want to cheat, and it's like, okay, well, who's to blame? Like, the guy has needs, but shit, like, I don't know. I just feel like if you truly believe your partner's just working through a patch, like, I wouldn't, like, give them an ultimatum, right? But if you don't believe your partner's just going through a patch, if you think this might be something long-lasting or that could last forever, then, yeah, maybe it's time to...
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Well, the next one is, my girlfriend is annoyed that I, 27 male, sent my friend screenshots of his girlfriend's dating profile. Went out for a drink with my girlfriend and a friend of mine last night. My friend was talking about how he hasn't been getting many matches on dating apps, so my girlfriend asked him to show us his profile and she would give him some tips on what girls might look for and how to improve his profile. While he did that, he swiped on a few people and we noticed the girlfriend of a friend of mine was on the app. There were recent pictures, so it's not an old account. I asked him to screenshot the profile to send it to me since I thought my friend deserved to know.
Yeah.
He did that and then swiped on her and we matched. My girlfriend said we should stay out of it, but I just said that if she was on Tinder, that I want someone to let me know, and I can't hide this from my friend.
Yeah.
I sent him the screenshots. My girlfriend said I was interfering in something that was none of my business, but I just kind of repeated I couldn't hide the fact that my friend's girlfriend's cheating on him, or at least it looks like that. She just said I'm causing drama for no reason, and I just pointed out she'd likely want to know if it was me in the apps. How would you handle this?
Well, this topic has come up on Big Mood before, but... Okay, so I think the consensus that we came to was, like, if you're friends with both of them, then don't
stay
anything.
Out of it. Yeah.
But if it's just you're friends with the guy, or, like, it sounds like OP's friends with, like, just one person.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking rider. Yeah, like, I'm going to tell my friend. I'm going to tell my friend 100%.
You have to ride for your friend.
Yeah.
I don't even... Look, if this was me... Like, and I found my friend's chick. It's like immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Screenshot sent.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big, it was a hot button topic on Big Mood because, you know, obviously you want to snap say, like, of course, I'm going to, like, be the good friend, right?
Yeah.
But the examples that some of us were coming up with, like, in our own lives, there's been times where I was friends with someone, they started dating someone, maybe they even got married, and I became friends with their spouse or significant other, but then the original friend is the one cheating.
Yeah, it's tough.
And it's like, well, I'm gonna stay out of it because, like,
that's what happened to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where it's like, I don't want.
Plus, interfering with a marriage is different.
Yeah,
to me, that's weird and different. But also, I was friends with both of them, like you said.
Yeah,
like I was obviously closer to the guy because, like, that's just how it works. It's weird if you're closer to the girl.
Mm. I was closer to the guy too.
That's weird.
It's not that weird.
I'm going to have to cover my point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just closer with the guy. We hung out way more, but my entry point to them was both of them.
Yeah.
So, and I was genuinely friends with both of them.
Right.
So it was impossible situation. So I just, like, removed myself completely.
Yeah.
I'm not friends with them anymore.
Mine was like, I was really good friends with the guy and then became friends with her, clicked with her, and, like, ended up talking to her way more. But I was originally friends with the guy, and then he's, like, you know, fooling around, and then I'm like, I'm not gonna say shit. But also, I started just hanging out with both of them less.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like,
that's what I did.
It's like, I don't want to say anything, but also I feel weird not saying anything, so I'm just gonna abstain from being around you guys.
Yeah, and I guarantee you too, because, like, for me, It's not one of those things where like you think your friend's cheating. It's like, dude, he's literally banging some chick in the other room.
Damn.
At my place.
Yeah.
And the whole time that, and I felt guilty as hell because he would always joke about it. Like, oh yeah, well, I'm cheating on my wife all the time. He joked about it around her too. So it was always like the laugh.
Yikes.
But like he was just telling the truth.
Yeah.
And like just.
Oh, my friend did too.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was, and then one day he's like, yeah, I'm going to have this chick over. I'm totally going to fuck her. And I'm like, haha, that's so funny. Come over whenever. And because he was just like coming over. And we would usually like, I don't know, play Xbox or watch a show or something. Watch a UFC fight. And then he literally is like, okay, he comes over. He's like pacing. He's like, okay, she's going to be here in 10 minutes. Yeah, do you mind if I use the other room? And I'm like,
whoa.
What the fuck is going on? What am I going to say?
Yikes. So it happened like in your place.
In my place.
That's weird.
It was insane.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, first of all, this isn't, I know he's doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know that like I can't hang out with him anymore.
Yeah.
So I distance myself. I probably, and I guarantee you to this day, the wife just thinks I'm the biggest douchebag ever because I like ghosted them. It happened to be like around the same time that like I started to get big on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
So she's probably like, oh, he big time does all this shit. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It sucks. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm still technically friends with the people that I'm talking about, but yeah, it's definitely like we're not as close anymore at all.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah. But for this guy, it sounds like he's just friends with his guy friend. So like, yeah, I would 100% send the picture.
Yeah.
If it was my girlfriend and she like was in love with a guy and then like they were serious and then he showed up on a dating profile, like I would 100% show her.
Have to.
Yeah.
It's not even a question.
Cause and you don't have to bring it up like, look what I found. You could just bring it up like, hey, I don't know if you guys have like discussed this at all, or like maybe I'm just who's out of nowhere, but this guy kind of looks like your boyfriend. Is it like, are you?
That's
guys...
not a bad way of doing it.
Yeah, I would kind of like approach it because you know, poly relationships are kind of popular now.
Yeah.
Open relationships are a little popular now. So like, I don't want to assume that someone's cheating, but I would bring it up to my friend like, hey, this is weird, right?
Okay, I got one for
okay.
you. I, 23 female, feel very weird about my boyfriend's relationship with my sister. He is 28. She is 19.
Okay.
Is he being inappropriate? Okay, just to lay it all down here. They have gone out for coffee dates without letting her know.
Letting the sister know?
Without letting the sister know, yeah.
Why would the sister need to know?
I don't know.
Okay.
So it's her boyfriend.
Oh, it's a sister's boyfriend?
So my boyfriend's relationship with my sister is weird.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I thought it was just an older guy dating a young girl.
She's a 23-year-old female.
Oh, so, that changes everything.
Yeah, he's 28.
Okay.
He's taking this 19-year-old girl to coffee dates without letting her know.
What?
They've gone to mass together without letting her know.
Mass?
And then they're like walking around after it.
To confess their sins to the fucking priest?
We were supposed to go out together, all three of us, to a bar. I end up not making it, but they still go together. I was fine about it at the moment. Talks about her when the conversation has nothing to do with her. For example, she's a vegetarian. We'll be talking about a barbecue we had, and he will unpromptedly bring up the fact that she only ate salads during the evening. That one's kind of benign, but...
Yeah.
He once got home with two identical flower arrangements, one for me and the other one for my sister.
No.
After that incident, I talked to him for the first time, telling him it doesn't make me feel good and to please tone it down. Gone out for weekly coffees to learn each other's languages.
What?
My boyfriend is foreign and my sister decided she wanted to work in the country he is from. They're supposedly learning each other's languages.
Oh, okay.
I would sometimes be home and she would come back from seeing him and she would tell me, and it felt weird that I didn't know about it.
Yeah, that part's weird.
Completely weird. At one point, he wanted to invite her to go to a party with us. I have no idea how this got into his head as reasonable given the age gap with our friends. They're all in their 30s. She's 19. And sometimes they would do heavy drugs.
Oh.
Joked about dropping his towel in front of her as to reveal he was naked underneath, but he had his swimsuit on. But I still think it's inappropriate to do that. After this, I talked to him saying he should never do anything of the sorts. That's a sexual joke. They have a 10-year age gap. She's my sister. He had a really hard time understanding how this was. He was in the wrong. It was a long day of fighting. My sister ended up going to his home country to work. My boyfriend was there too during the holidays and invited her to his family home. They spent 3 days together with his family. I guess I am just mostly sad and frustrated that she got to know them first and be so intimate with his family.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so, girl. Of course, working in his home country implied that her asking him a lot of information and talking about it, right? The company he's working for has a job opening. He told her to apply without my knowledge and found out after the first interview. Had dinner with my boyfriend, sister, and mom. He was joking and pestering her a lot before the dinner. As soon as we sit down, they both stand up at the same time and go to the kitchen silent.
What?
I was so tired as I had gotten back from work and was left alone with my mom. I didn't know what to do as it felt sort of disrespectful and awkward. They eventually came back but didn't say anything. It was clearly a joke, but neither me nor my mom found it remotely funny. Given all the previous things that have happened, I thought
what
maybe
was
they
a
were...
joke?
That they got up and walked out of the room at the same time and didn't say anything and then came
back.
That
was a joke.
She says it was clearly a joke. Or they thought it was a joke.
No, they didn't. They're right. Trying to cover it up.
Given all the previous things that happened, I thought maybe they were doing something else in the kitchen. I thought to myself,
no shit.
Yeah, that speaks volumes. That the first thing I thought about that they were like making out or something.
No, they're trying to talk about like how do we cover up our secret love affair.
Who knows? Okay, last two. I was in a rush, put her perfume on before going on a date with my boyfriend. I put on her perfume to smell nice, and he recognizes it. He asked if it's hers, and I confirm. I can't believe he knows her perfume.
Yikes, man.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, last one. My sister got a job at his company. I feel so sad and anxious about the fact that they will be spending more time together. I'm so confused about this because while the pay is decent, it has nothing to do with what she's studying. It's quite boring. She studies at a top university, and his company is small and not well known in the industry. I'm just at a loss. I feel insecure with my own sister. I've already talked to him several times about how uncomfortable I felt, and he had a hard time during all those conversations understanding where I come from. He always says that he sees her as his own sister and that he loves me. I just can't shake off this feeling that something else is going on.
Nah, I hate it. I hate it.
I hate it too.
Yeah. No, I think your suspicions are valid.
Well, and the way that she like put all this together.
Yeah.
Just says everything about how she feels about it.
Like, I don't know your brother's cologne smell.
No.
That'd be weird.
No. And he lived with us for like a month.
Also, like, yeah. Like, imagine me being like, oops, I'm naked under this towel, Nate.
That's so
like,
messed up.
That's so weird.
It's just weird, yeah.
That's weird
it's
as
weird.
Fuck.
It's weird.
And then being like, what, Steve-O's a joke. It's because it's your brother. It's funny.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then, like, me and Nate are, like, hanging out at a coffee shop and you didn't know about it. And, like...
Death.
And then I, like...
Death.
You know, go hang out with him in a different country.
Murder, suicide.
It's so weird. That's weird. I can't, no, nothing about this is normal.
No, this is a really odd one.
Unless it's like some, like he's French and like there's some like French customs that I don't know about or whatever, but it doesn't matter because if it makes
he's
me,
maybe
you know, they kiss you on
French.
Both cheeks and stuff. Like she said, he's foreign.
He might be French.
She said he's foreign.
I know, we didn't think about that.
And like those French,
they're very romantic.
Those French, they get intimate and they go, people. What? Frenzies. So we're friends.
Je m'appelle, je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle.
I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that's just so weird. I would just like, I don't even know what to do here. You break up with them?
I don't know. Like,
you go like, hey, don't hang out with my sister anymore, or like, just knock it off. I mean, just knock it off, dude. Knock it off.
Well, they won't. They're like gaslighting her and being like, you're crazy, bitch.
Ugh. Well, that's the other thing too. Why not talk to your own sister too and be like, what's this shit?
She said she talked to both of them.
Yeah, but most of this is about they get in arguments about it.
Well, that's why I think something shady's happening because like. Like, I would assume my sister would reassure me or something.
Right.
But, yeah, the fact that they go to mass together, I mean, they're confessing their sins.
Going coffee? You don't go coffee with your
sister.
It's just weird.
Well, I mean, she's trying to learn his language so I can understand if it was like, oh, let's meet up and, like, go over it and not, like, in our house so it's not, like, weird that way. So it's like you're in a public space.
Yeah.
But not telling the sister first is weird.
Yeah.
Like, so she just has to find out later that they were all, like, hanging out together?
I'm not into it.
Me neither.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out, too.
Okay.
I'm out.
Okay, good.
I wonder how long they were dating.
It doesn't say. I think she also summed up to she added to it later, basically saying, like, it's just weird. I don't feel like talking to my sister about it because it's weird that I have to beg my boyfriend to give her less attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that says it all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. Like, if he can't figure it out, then like,
if she doesn't feel like the spotlight's on her when she's around him, then
the most specialist person,
then he sucks
in his world. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't get both of them flowers like that.
No.
You could do that for a mom.
I forgot about that part. I'd be mad.
You could do that for a mom.
Yeah, yeah. You could do that for a mom.
And that's sweet.
Yeah.
But doing it for the sister's weird, and you're like, I don't know, you're one of those weird dudes.
That's weird as fuck.
Yeah, what do you want every girl? You want all the girls?
Yeah, exactly.
Weirdo.
You want my whole family?
Yeah, weirdo.
Fucking weirdo.
Oh, but it's so sweet.
No, it's not.
Eh.
I would
give her both of the flowers, dude.
I'm not as nice.
Give your chick both bouquets.
I've never had a sister, so I've never like really had to share that kind of a spotlight, I guess. Like, or be worried about like, oh, my sister or my boyfriend might
like
my sister.
You make your person the person, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
But like, I can't imagine them like giving my sister flowers too.
No.
No.
But we're going to give you some advice right now. If you like the show, check us out, patreon.com/sticky. You get the
STIKKI.
Thank you.
First of
you get episodes of the show a day early. Also, you get my awesome show, Crypto Corner, every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go deep on crypto. People are absolutely crushing it right now. We've been calling the whole market. It's been really fun. We have a great time in there. And
we do live streams every month.
Yes, where you can win cash prizes.
A free roll poker tournament.
Yes. And most importantly, our Discord community is off the freaking chain.
Yes.
So with that, we are going on a break and we will be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back.
Hi.
And there's a little quandary about this next one. Here we go. My 29 female boyfriend, 33 male. Seems to have a growing resentment for women.
Oh.
I have been away from home for a few weeks for work. In that time, my boyfriend, who's 33, has been primarily hanging out with male coworkers who all seem to resent the women in their lives. Oh. One whose girlfriend left him. One who's newly married who feels like his wife is highly controlling.
Oh, geez.
Others who seem on the verge of getting divorced. My boyfriend himself has had a bad relationship with his mother, who he sees as a manipulative narcissist. We've always had a pretty healthy relationship, but lately he seems to be making a lot of offhanded comments about women and relationships that make it seem like the narrative is men are victims of controlling women. He tells me I'm disrespectful when I don't pick up on soft asks, and he has been giving me more ultimatums and threats.
Oh.
I made a joke a few weeks ago that set him off because I guess it used his mom's logic. And he just said he won't accept having people like that in his life.
Ugh.
I just don't understand what happened to the man I loved together for 3 years. Is this because of who he's hanging out with? Is this depression? Can I hope for change?
I would point all that out to him.
Yeah, communicate about it.
Yeah, I would say, like, you seem like things have changed. It seems like things have changed since I left for my work trip. And
seems like you're madder.
Like, yeah, and like, I don't know what I did. I don't know if I'm doing something differently or if, you know, you've just had a change of course in the way that you feel about me. But I feel on edge.
Yeah.
About certain things. It sounds like he's overcompensating. Like he,
yeah,
you know, uncovered some traumas and now he's like, I'm setting all the boundaries, you know?
That tends to be what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get like, I don't know, sometimes people get into a new thing mm-hmm. and like control, it takes over their whole life.
Yeah.
And they make everything, they bend light through that new perspective
the new lens.
Now, like at all times. And
right.
It just makes things very annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of times when people get heavy into politics, that's what happens.
It's like, I oh, know, God. Dude. Yeah.
We
so
lost
many,
another one.
So many friends like that. It happens as people get older too. I think like you feel less and less like you've contributed or like had purpose in your
you
life.
Have
so
meaning somehow.
They like attach themselves to some outside thing.
Yeah.
And then they build an identity around it because they like didn't have a solid sense of self. So now like their whole identity is attached to this thing and it becomes very cultish. Like politics are like that, religion can get like yeah. that. Even
people
like
go from being chill
yeah.
to like simmering with like anger underneath the surface
always.
Of their blood, and like it just takes one word and they're like, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? And they're like, oh Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think it's on purpose. People spend way too much time on social media too, and it's just this yeah. like brainwashing. Like you just get inundated with all this stuff. Not yeah. inundated.
I like that.
Not
you
inundated.
Said
right.
You yeah, said it right.
I said it right. I read more than I listen to words. Okay?
Yes, you do. Not many people do that these days.
I know. I'm
it's
shocked.
An audiobook world we're in.
I'm shook. I'm shooketh. It
you.
Really can focus your mind to read words on a page.
Yeah, I like reading actually. But mostly these days I just read white papers and shit like that.
Yeah, but like not on a computer. That's bad for your eyes.
Oh.
Like reading a physical book is focusing for your brain.
Yeah, I used to read physical books like basically nonstop.
I know. I got you a few and you didn't even touch them.
Well, after the run, I will. It's a hot run right now.
There's always runs.
It has. Well, no. This is like
and
everything.
Then after the run, you're like, I got to build for the next cycle.
Well, this is different because I had to get revenge from the last cycle.
I see.
So we're good, though.
All this and more on our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI. There's a crypto corner every week if you want to learn about crypto. The run.
The run, dude. We got dude, the best thing, if you've ever listened to the show and you heard me talk about like what happened last time, everyone got all their Luna money back and then some.
Shit.
That's how sick the comeback
Let's
has been.
Let's go.
It's revenge season right now and we're fucking killing it. Okay. Why am I, 18 female, jealous over my friend, 18 female, posting pictures of my boyfriend? 18 male.
Okay.
Whenever my friend posts pictures of my boyfriend, I get kind of nervous. Let me say the photos that get posted aren't in a flirty manner. It's not like it happens a lot either. I just find it weird that it happens and I wish that it didn't. I don't bring this up because I don't want to sound insecure. My boyfriend's also super close to her parents, but he isn't close at all with mine. I mean, people would ask if me and him are still dating. They are good friends and he texts her a lot too. I brought it up once and he said, quote, he loves me more than anything and he just wouldn't do that to me. One time I brought it up to my other friend, 19 female, and she said I sounded crazy. I know that girl likes someone else, but I still get a little mad. What should I do?
Oh, so it's a you thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would trust your friends and your boyfriend.
You're very young.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, sometimes you just, like, get taken over by these
yes.
insecurities.
It's a sensitive time.
You can spiral and you think that things are more exaggerated than they actually are. I think getting people's opinions around you from people that you trust is really key. And it sounds like you did that. So I would just listen to them.
Yep.
And not let it bother you at all.
Yeah. Look, I picked this one because I think a lot of there's some young people in the crowd. And I think sometimes if you find yourself like in social media now, everyone just like says something and then everyone goes, yeah, yeah, fuck them. Yeah, good job,
yeah.
girl. But I think this is one of those cases of like, yeah, you're being a little sensitive.
Yeah, a little sensitive.
A little sensitive, that's all.
Also, I just think that in that age in general. Yeah. Yeah. You're being compared a lot. You're comparing yourself a lot, and mm-hmm. you're being compared a lot. Like, because, God, this drives me fucking nuts. But it happens every time I post a picture, even now in my late 30s, when mm-hmm. I post a picture with a group of girls, there's like comments from randos that are just saying which ones they'd fuck and not. And like, it's so fucking annoying. Like, to like, because it's annoying on the one part where it's like, if you're the girl that doesn't get picked by the trolls to be like the hot one, mm-hmm. then it's like you feel bad about yourself because like you're not hot. And then on the other end, it's like, I don't like, if I'm the hot one, then I don't want my friends to feel bad about this picture being up and people commenting about it. Like, I just don't fucking comment about it. Like, stop it. Like, why can't girls just be in a picture and that's it? Like, we're just in a picture. And I asked like the group chat, which has a lot of guys in it, like, is it ever possible to just not be compared to other females when you're in a group? And they said no.
It's not.
And so it's like,
guys are just so visual. It just happens instant for us. It's like an instant reaction.
Yeah. And it's fucking annoying. And so at that age, when you're, it starts to happen, like 16, 18, that like young, you just got through puberty age is like when it starts to happen, it heightens all of your insecurities because you're already, it's new. It's a new world for you. Like, you just got boobs or whatever. Like, you just have people staring at you now. And then on top of that, people are comparing you to your friends for like the first time ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want to like see where you measure up. And then it's like really unsettling, honestly. As you get older, like, you get fucking used to it and you're like, fuck those guys. But like, yeah, that this age range, I would say, it's pretty normal to be this insecure about your relationships, but it doesn't mean it's not something to work on. So, like, good that you're aware of it. I would work on it. But yeah, I feel you. It's not easy. It's not a good time. Not a fun time.
Okay, next one. My husband got annoyed that I made him get up to take out the trash. Here we go. Are you ready?
Fucking husband.
Who is overreacting?
Oh my God, probably the husband.
Here we go. My husband and I both work from home, tend to sleep until 9 a.m. We don't have kids yet. I usually clean around the house, do the dishes, and feed the pets, and my husband's only duty is to take the trash out. Yesterday, our kitchen trash was full, and after I told him several times, he took out the bags but left them in front of our door. I assumed he would do it at the end of the night and left them, even though I noticed it was starting to smell. When he came to bed, I asked if he took them out, and he said he forgot. But I said, it's stinking up the house, so please do it, and he said he'll do it first thing tomorrow.
No.
This morning I woke up and fed the pets. It was 10 a.m. and he's still in bed, awake but being lazy on his phone. I went up to him and said, can you please take out the trash? He said, yes, I will once I get up. I knew this would take a long time for him because sometimes it takes him over an hour to get up because he's on his phone. I was annoyed at the fact that the trash had been out and smelling this whole time and he wanted to take his sweet time. I said, you're going to do it right now. It's your responsibility. He said, are you serious? I don't want to start my morning like this, but I didn't back down. He tried all kinds of excuses not to get up, but I stood there and waited. He finally got up, took out the trash, and now he's obviously upset that I ruined his peaceful morning. Ruined.
She doesn't know the trick yet.
Hang on a second. I know what you're going to do. Did I overreact by pushing him? I could have done it myself, but because I do everything else around the house, I wanted him to take responsibility. He works hard for his job, but so do I. I believe house chores should be done in time.
Well,
okay, tell us your thoughts and tell us the trick.
That guy is being a little bitch. That's my thoughts.
I agree with that.
Because, like,
I fully agree with that.
It's a huge pet peeve of mine, and Steve knows this, where, like, I go, can you help me out by emptying the dishwasher or something? Or he'll offer to help, or like, because I'm really stressed out. And he's like, what can I do? And I'm like, can you empty the dishwasher? And then, like, the whole day goes by and the dishwasher doesn't get emptied. And then I'm like, I thought you were going to help me. And he's like, oh, I'm still going to, and I'm going to do it. Yeah. And so I don't do it. And then the next morning, it's like still not done. And
by the way, legally?
Cool.
That's good.
The more that it goes, exactly. Like,
legally,
it's like,
we're good.
Oh, you helped me out so much saying that you would not actually doing the thing. So then the longer it goes, the more anxiety I have. Like, I wish you never offered to help me. I wish that you just like were just a piece of shit and didn't like tell me that you weren't going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So, that's a huge pet peeve, and especially where I'm being told, like, I'm going to do it right now, and then it just never happens. It just is not happening because don't say that you're going to do it right now if you're not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
And it's like the actions lining up with words thing. Okay, so the trick, though,
okay,
in this situation, let me introduce you to guilt tripping. So what you do after several attempts of just, you know, trying nicely to get them to do the thing that they said they were going to do.
Coaxing.
Once he's like, I'll do it in a minute, I go, you know what? I'll just do it. Since I do everything else anyway, I'll just do it. I'll just do it. Okay. Don't worry. Don't get out of bed. Don't lift a finger. I will do it because this house smells like absolute garbage.
I can't think of the last time you did this, by the way.
No.
Credit to me.
And I usually don't give this long of a speech, but if it's her first time, she
you
might
say, I'll just do it.
Because if it's her first time, the guy might think, oh, that's really nice of her. Just do it. And you don't want him to think you're nice. Yeah, you're not being fucking nice.
Exactly.
You're mad. So you just do it snidely, very snide. Be very snide about it. So it's very clear, like, you have had it up to here and you're doing it because he's being a little bitch and he won't do it.
Right.
Not you're doing it because you always want to do it and you just love doing it and you're just going to take over all the chores, but, like, you know, really let him know that you're being a little bitch.
It works, but you have to, I don't know, it has to be a certain type of person, because I get very fucking mad. I don't know what the word is, but if you're going to do something that I don't think you should be doing,
like
picking up something heavy or taking out the trash, I get visibly
angry. I got a different method for different spots. So, because Steve's a certain type of person.
Exactly.
That she might not work on her boyfriend. My whole thing. It works on my husband, but, you know, it's a pride thing. Like, if he's a very prideful person.
That's what it is.
And then I'm basically saying your actions aren't lining up with your words. And so now I'm going to take out this stinky garbage and I'm a little girl and I'm to take out this big, huge bag of stinking garbage.
We've lived here for 3 years. You've never taken out the garbage one time. Fact or fiction?
I've taken it out like once.
Have you? Oh, was I out of town or something?
Maybe once. Yeah, I think you were out of town. Okay. Or it was like right after a party or something.
You rolled the thing to the street?
No, I've never done that.
That's what I'm
saying. No. I meant like taking the garbage bag out to the
trash. Oh, yeah. Well, I think sometimes you might do that if it's like crazy full or some shit and I'm not around.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
But like very rare. I can't remember the last time I did that. And no, I've never rolled it out to the street.
Never.
Never.
I would be, no.
It's pretty gross.
Exactly.
It's a boy's job.
Exactly. It is. I'm like that. I don't care. I know some people don't like that. I'm like that. All right. I, 19 female, want to spend the night at my boyfriend's house, but my parents do not want me to. Am I acting appropriately for my age? We can just take that one. I don't think we... I'm not going to read the details of this one.
Okay. What, acting appropriately for my age?
If you want to spend the night at your boyfriend's house and your parents don't want you to, it's too fucking bad.
Yeah, for them, right?
It's too bad.
Not for you. Like, it's too bad for them.
It's too bad for them.
Yeah. It's too bad for them. You're an adult woman.
Unless you live at their house.
Well, no, that's not true, because you can lie. And then what are they going to do? You're an adult woman. Are you gonna ground me? I'm a fucking adult. Like, I have to go to work. Should I call my boss and tell him that I'm grounded?
That's so crazy.
Like, okay, they're not gonna do anything.
All right, here, I'll read it.
Okay.
I, 19 female, have been with my boyfriend for about 7 months. He's 18. Ever since we started dating, he has mentioned me staying over at his house. Due to my parents being fairly strict, I waited until now to bring it up to my parents. I wanted us to have been together a little bit longer before I asked them. So they could get to know him and trust him. Also, we both still live at home. We both have good jobs. We're starting to take classes at a local community college.
Oh, so it's not his house. It's his parents' house.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then that's a little different.
I brought it up to my mom a couple weeks ago just to see what she would say. She didn't seem upset that I brought it up, but she said she didn't think it was necessary. She also said that she didn't think my dad would be too fond of the idea. So I want to spend the night at his house tomorrow night since we both don't have to work the next day. So I mentioned to my mom I was thinking about spending the night at his house. She said, I don't think so. That's not something we need to start. There's no reason for it. I understand where she's coming from. However, I'm an adult. I'm 19 years old. Wow, this is a polite girl. Anyone I know would just lie and say they're going to their friend's house.
Yeah,
and just
like, okay, well, that didn't work, so I'm just going to lie about it.
This girl is like,
yeah, I'm going to be honest and I'm going to stand up for myself.
Wow.
Well, good for you, man.
His parents are completely, by the way, okay with her staying over. It sounds like they would prefer it. if I did, since they feel obligated to stay up until I leave their house at night. That makes sense.
Okay.
If I stayed over, they would not stay up. I know that I am still under my parents' roof. I don't pay rent. However, I want them to respect my decision and realize I'm adult capable of making smart choices and being safe. I'm not sure what to do. It's a little more interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I would still lie. I don't know.
Yeah, I would just lie.
Yeah, like...
That's really good advice, by the way.
Just lie. Okay, because if an adult in my life, another adult was like, you can't stop, you know, it's like, no, I'm just gonna. And then, like, it's like when we went to the movie theater and they're like, you came too late. Like, it's 5 minutes too late. You can't go in that movie. I was like, okay, I'm gonna see that movie then, the other one. And then I'm just gonna sneak into the one that I wanna see. Like,
I know. You don't get in line for the, you don't get in line for the next showing.
You don't, like, make protest exactly, signs and go, dude, like, let me into the movie I want. You just go to the
One you want.
Buy a ticket and go to the one you want.
Sometimes in life, you have to cut corners. And lie to your parents.
You know the rules, so you know when to bend them.
Love that.
Okay? And it's like, is this lie going to hurt my parents? No.
Right.
Is it going to put them in physical danger? Right. No. Is it going to hurt their finances, hurt their lifestyle, their livelihoods? No. It's a freaking harmful thing. Yeah. Harmless thing, it's a freaking harmless thing. And yeah, you're an adult. Like, why are they trying to impede your rights?
I mean, it's definitely, there's the under my roof thing, right?
I don't care. It's not under their roof. It's under my boyfriend's roof.
But I'm just saying, like, I get that they feel like they have some sort of authority over her that way, but.
That's why you gotta lie.
That's why you gotta lie. I'm just saying, dude, I would not have had any fun as a kid if I didn't lie to my parents.
I, like, never lied unless I wanted to spend the night at my boyfriend's house.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't. A lie. I said I was going to my friend's house, and I did go to her house.
Yeah,
but then I would go to his house.
Yeah.
So, but they didn't. They didn't care. Okay, so like I did that when I was 17. Like I wasn't an adult yet.
Yeah.
But as an adult, like I don't feel like I would have had to defend my positions. I lived with my parents when I was 19.
Yeah. And, I did the same. I left when I was 19. So
but I don't feel like I would have had to defend my position at 19. At 17, I felt like I probably needed to not tell them.
But yeah. I think I left home at 20. But yeah, same jam. Also, my parents didn't care because I'm a dude and I'm a big dude. So it's like, not like they're worried about my safety or whatever. I get the whole thing too, where it's like, because my sister one time wanted to go on a trip to like. She wanted to go, I don't know where the hell, camping with her boyfriend or some shit.
Uh-huh.
And my parents were like, absolutely the hell not, right? And then I got to go to like Yuma, Arizona with my buds because like, yeah, I know.
That's
messed. Yeah, it's
oh
messed.
Oh my God. I'm so mad for Jen.
I know.
I had like similar things, but not that bad. That's a pretty bad one.
It's pretty bad. But camping with your boyfriend basically says we're going to go fuck in the woods. That's a fact.
Well,
I was going to Arizona with a bunch of dudes.
But she's not going to fuck in the woods.
Like, I know.
Jen,
she's not. No, I know. She's
Jen,
not. Jen?
Like, your parents couldn't consider that it was Jen?
Tell me about it, dude.
Okay.
But they were worried about, you know, safety things or whatever. And, like, who knows? You know.
But they weren't worried about you?
No, hell no.
That's so lame.
Yeah.
I did go camping with my boyfriend and our friends, or, like, two other friends. It was, like, my boyfriend and then his best friend and this girl that the best friend liked. And we knew that the parents were not going to have like want to approve that right away.
Yeah.
So we got adults to like be there for when our parents arrived.
Slick
like
move.
And then like they were like, hey, no, we're totally like taking care of camp, blah blah blah. And then they left. It was like the best friend's cousins. Like they were older. There was an older couple. And they're like, yeah, we brought some snacks. We're going to probably do like a beach day tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. We got things under control.
What a move.
And then they're like, as soon as our parents were all gone, they're like they just dropped us off, you know, the camping gear and stuff. As soon as they were gone, the adults were like, all right, you guys good? Okay, cool. We're going to peace out.
So good.
It was great. I was like 15.
Oh, man. Yeah, having a kid would drive me bananas.
Oh, yeah. Because I was a good kid. Like, I really didn't get out of line at all.
I was, too.
Like, I didn't drink. I didn't do drugs. I got straight A's.
Yeah.
I was in gate classes. I got, like, I was a good kid. But I felt, because I was such a, good kid, like, I'm allowed to have some, like, fun, right? Like, I don't go to parties. I never went to parties, ever.
I didn't go to parties either.
Yeah, so, like, if I want to just, like, go camping with my boyfriend, and I know you're not going to approve of that because of whatever bullshitty bullshit, like, I'm good. Like, I kind of, like, I just, I'm good. I'm not going to break any laws, like, other than, like, you know, underage sex, I guess, but like,
exactly.
It's consensual, you know, yeah. Like protection.
That's my
birth
thing,
control.
I wouldn't have, like, when I said earlier, I wouldn't have had fun if I didn't lie to my parents. It was just about stuff like that. Like oh, hey,
yeah,
I was hanging
like,
out with your chick tonight. It's like, well, I fucked her, so it was pretty cool. But I'm not saying that.
Exactly.
It was like, you know, you just,
it's like, we're fine. Like, yeah. We're doing safe things.
Exactly.
We're fine. Also, I'm a hyper paranoid person. You know that about
oh,
me.
Yeah.
So, like, I had, like, every form of birth control. Like, it was, like,
yeah.
We're doing birth control, condoms, non-oxyl 9, all the shit. Like,
oh,
spermicides.
Geez. Oh, geez.
Like, whatever the fuck
I
need to do.
I dated a chick like you. And
yeah, because I was
like
terrified.
That.
I was like, I'm not going to be a teen pregnancy. Like,
yeah.
Hell no. My mom had me when she was really young. She was 22. And I was an accident. And she told me a lot about how it was an accident and how, like, to not have kids young and how it's really hard. And
it makes it statistically, like, way more likely to. If you had a, if you were the baby who was born
yeah.
young, you're more likely to repeat the pattern.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Every, in my Filipino side, everyone that had a kid at 16, their kid had a kid at 16.
Exactly.
And so on and so forth.
Yep.
So that makes sense. Yeah. So not, I was like, ain't going to be me. I'm going to be an actor. And this is going to be getting in the way of my career
I'm gonna
path.
Be a poker player.
Yeah.
A professional poker player.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
All
so,
right. Well, that's all the time we got for today, folks.
So lie to your parents,
exactly.
Everyone.
Exactly.
Have a, you know,
we really
we salute
do think
you.
That.
Yeah. Well, it's not
about
when it's,
innocent
when
things.
It's harmless.
Yeah, when it's harmless.
When it's harmless
Thank
and
you.
You've done your due diligence.
Yeah, not about real shit.
When you've done your due diligence, I mean, you're not hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Exactly.
Okay. You're a bunch of good kids out there doing good kid things, but, you know, maybe you want to have a little fun. And your parents
if
are
you
like
disagree,
a little,
or
your parents
if you agree,
are squares.
Let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Always interesting.
We'll be your cool mom and dad.
Yeah, we're happy to.
Because you're not our kids.
No.
If you were our kids, ooh, boy.
Ooh.
Ooh, boy. You would not get away with shit.
See, once you your parents left the campsite,
yeah.
I would have hung back and hid.
No,
for a
you
while
wouldn't.
I would have, yeah.
Because it's me. I'm like
oh.
Jen.
Yeah, true.
Like
yeah, my sister's the
I
biggest square.
I went to nerdy fucking space camp. Like
right.
Like I'm a nerd.
Mm.
Like nerd as like nerd as
but
all hell.
But it's not about you. It's I don't know them. So I would have hung back and just
the adults.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were really good at like being like, we're so square.
That's funny. That's so funny.
I was impressed because my boyfriend was like, don't worry, we got it handled. You know, like the you know Taylor's adult cousins are here and they're gonna like pretend like they're gonna be here the whole time. And they're like, I was like, ah, I don't know. And so my mom was driving us up to driving me up to the campsite, and I'm like sweating balls because I'm like, it all hinges on this adult couple being
yeah.
able to like pull this off.
Gotta sell it.
And they were like young adults too. They were like 24,
yeah.
you know, so it wasn't like they were, you know, older parenty adults. So I was like, is this going to work?
Shit.
It did.
Wild.
Yeah. But it was also like my mom was young too. Like, so when I was 15, she was 20, or she was 37. She was my age now.
Wow.
So like if, you know, it was 24-year-olds, it was like closer in age than if I was like
True.
An old parent.
True.
Seeing 24
year old. Still wild though.
Yeah, pretty wild. I forgot about that until just now. I just unlocked a memory. But yeah. I was like, I never lied to my parents. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Well, if you like the show, support us on Patreon. Nothing helps the show more.
Yeah, this is for entertainment value only. Don't like if you lie to your parents and you get caught or something and happens to you,
you're
get kidnapped.
Scumbag.
We didn't say shit.
Yeah,
okay?
And you're scumbag.
We didn't say shit. We said we were here to entertain.
Exactly. Patreon.com/sticky. We will see you on the next one.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.